Okay, so just to give a quick recap, it's worth reviewing the idea anyways. Okay, so basically, just to review, so we're discussing Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni is if you miss Pesach Rishon, it's said you give them an Aleph, like halfway down the page. But I'll do it outside from the start. So Pesach Sheni, if you miss Pesach Rishon, you do Pesach Sheni. So it's a question of what's the status of Pesach Sheni vis-a-vis Kares. Okay, which Kar Pesach do you get Kares for? And if you're amazed on Rishon, amazed on Sheni, Shogeg on Rishon, all the different possibilities, but when you get Kares. So the first position, which we're not really going to take up in depth today, is that Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzma. It's a totally separate regel, and you get Chayiv Kares for one or for the other. If you miss either one, Rishon or Sheni, but amazed, so you Chayiv Kares. Okay, you Chayiv Kares for one or the other. It's not 100% the regel b'fnei atzma, because if you did Pesach Rishon, no one's going to say you do Pesach Sheni. And it's for people who missed Rishon. But still, it's halachically, it's the regel from the Asma. And if you miss either one, but mezid chayv kares. Okay? That was the Rebbe who we're not going to deal with today. Okay? But that's what he held. The other positions, Reb Nassan and Reb Hanani ben Akavia, argue that Sheni is really a tashlum in the Rishon. It's not a regel from the Asma. It's not like a separate holiday which people bring Pesach. But it's a tashlumen, which means it's a makeup day. So therefore, its whole identity is as a makeup. So one quick nafkamina is let's say a guy converts in between Rishon and Sheni. So if you said it's regel b'fnei atzmo, so also gersha do it. So regel b'fnei atzmo, he's never brought a Pesach, so bring it now. But if the whole identity is tashlumen, then you don't bring it. You know, what's tashlumen? You didn't miss anything. Tashlumen is for someone who missed it. You didn't miss it. You just weren't Jewish. But also, more importantly here, is that if its whole identity is a tashlumen, so then you don't get kares for being mevatel et. If you're shogeg on Rishon, and then you're amazed on Sheni, so you don't get kares. Because the Sheni doesn't have an identity in its own right. It is the makeup. It's like a component of Pesach Rishon. And if Pesach Rishon you are shogeg on, then you never get kares for Pesach Sheni. Sheni has, its whole identity is as like a secondary chiyuv under the chiyuv of Rishon, secondary opportunity to get the chiyuv of Rishon if you didn't do it on Rishon, but it can't exceed. If you're shogeg on Rishon, then that's it. You're shogeg. It's not the mezid on Sheni isn't going to be mechayiv because his whole identity is as a secondary component of the Rishon. Okay, so he holds it's tashlumen of Rishon. So what's tashlum of Rishon mean? But there's one important point here is that if you're mezid on Rishon, and this is a point of machlokas between the second and third position, between Nasan and Chanan and Akavia, but if you're mezid on Rishon, so now you get to do Tashlumen. Tashlumen is for anyone who missed Rishon. Anyone who missed Rishon, who was chayiv on Rishon and missed it. Now you make it up. You do Tashlumen. Okay? Tashlumen opportunity. Similar to like you miss Shachris, you do Temechos. It's Tashlumen. But Rav Nassan says you don't remove the Karis. Even if you do it, even if you do the tashlum, and the kares, that's history. It's too late. You don't remove the kares. So the question is, but what's the kares for? Isn't the kares for not doing the mitzvah of Rishon? Right? B'mezid. And now you did it. You did tashlum. So it seemed to be now you have the kiyum of Rishon. So what's the kares for? So why, if it's a tashlum, so what's the sense of saying that the kares still remains? I did the mitzvah of Pesach, although it's in the tashlum form, but I did it. And if you tell me I don't remove the kares, so then what does the tashlumen accomplish exactly? What does it do? It's just a tashlumen, but what does it accomplish? Right? But that's Rav Nassan holds. As opposed to Rav Hananel ben Akavia, who says not only is it tashlumen, but it's also a takanta, which means it's a tashlumen, it somehow completes that which you missed, but it also repairs your kares. It repairs the fact that you're an avayan on Rishon and removes the kares. And that's where the machlok is. Okay, that's the basic facts. And we took up the second position, we have to take up the third one today. But I'll tell you about the second one in a second. So what we said is like this, is that we said that in the main problem we're bothered by is what's the tashlum, what's it doing if what's it accomplishing if it doesn't really move the kares, and why is the kares still there? So we said that in Pesach, in Karban Pesach, there's two things. Okay? Two things. Okay. One thing is that there's a kiyum of a karban. Okay, which means that there's like a ritzoy or a kapara, whatever word you want to use. But there's a halachic reality of accomplishing. A person is bringing a karban. He's a makar of a karban pasach. He's a hikar of karban Hashem. And that's what the people missed out on. They felt that they weren't they missed the rishon and they weren't makar of karban Hashem. There's a certain state before God that a person has when he brings a karban, just like when a person davens. Davening is only the Fnei Hashem. There's a reality of being only the Fnei Hashem. But besides for the reality, the institution of bringing a karban, there's also, it's a mitzvah. It's one of Tayag mitzvahs that you're chayiv to, the bris of Torah is machayiv you to bring the karban Pesach. Okay, but those are like distinct things. Like you're chayiv to daven. But like, the fact when I daven, it's true I'm yotzei my mitzvah of davening, but there's an activity, the human activity of being involved in tefillah. And there's a real human activity of having a kiyum of a karban, which it doesn't just mean I'm yotzei my mitzvah of 613 mitzvahs that bring karban. There's an intrinsic reality kiyum of, like, if a person brings in a dava, he's not chayiv to bring in a dava, he's not yotzei a mitzvah bringing in a dava, but he's l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem. L'ratzon, the pasuk says all the time, l'ratzon l'am, l'ratzon chem. There's a ritzoy, there's a state before God, but it says halachic. There's a kiyum karban outside of the mitzvah sasei of bringing the karban. You know, so in Pesach, there's two frameworks. The Kiyum Karban of Karban Pesach, and then there's the Mitzvah Saseh of Karban Pesach. With me so far? So what's the thing? So the thing is like this, is that in terms of the mitzvah, this is what the Rav Nassan holds. In terms of the mitzvah, what do you get Karis for? So Karis he holds is for the mitzvahs, it's the one of the 613 mitzvahs to bring Karban Pesach, and if a person in his mavata, that mitzvah v'meis it, then he's chayv Karis. Okay, it's because onshim are for the system of Tayag Mitzvahs, for breaching the system of Tayag Mitzvahs, right? It's for breaching the Tayag Mitzvahs, and that sin, b'mezid, you get karis for. But when a guy does that, when a guy does mevatel pasach, he does two things. One thing is he breaks the system of the Torah, and he breaches Tayag Mitzvahs, and he gets karis for that. But he also is an eno makriv karban. He's also missing the kiyam of the pasach of Pesach of being makriv karban Hashem. The Mada, he's lacking in a scheme of a Karban Pesach. Besides for the sin and the Avera, of the rebellion, whatever, of breaching the Tayyah of the Mitzvah, he's also absent his scheme of Karban Hashem. He's absent that scheme. When similarly, if a guy misses it, let's say a guy misses it by Onus. It's Onus, he's Tameh, whatever. So look, you can't hold him responsible if he's be Tayyah Mitzvah, so he's an Onus. It was a Shogi, whatever. Yeah, but he still doesn't have this kiyum of Karban Hashem, and that's what those people said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should we not have that kiyum? In terms of mitzvah, it's on us, on our patriarch. But we want the kiyum of Karban Pesach. We know Karban Pesach is an important mitzvah. It's tied in with all kinds of ideas, whatever philosophy, whatever it is. But there's a kiyum. It's an important karban. We want to be involved in that karban. So there's a kiyum of a karban. So when a person, the kares is for the avera of breach of Tayag mitzvah, the avera of mivatel Pesach. And that's Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon, it's over. Okay, the mitzvah in terms of Tayag, the primary mitzvah of Karban Pesach, and that which you get karis for is for Pesach Rishon. Yeah, especially you can't do that. Because you did it, the avera's done.
Just gives back a kiyum.
Exactly. Well, Pesach Sheni is an opportunity to get the kiyum, the tashlum, you could be mashlem. You could fill in the kiyum which you're missing, which you lack because of you didn't bring it on Rishon. So you get that kiyum. So now I'm a makar of Karban Hashem. But does it undo the Avera? Does it fix? Does it repair my Avera? My Avera is done. I was amazed on the Avera. I get karis for breaking this system. I did it no matter what. But am I a makar of the Pesach? Tashlum, yes, you're a makar of the Pesach. That you do. You get the makar, you get the status of a makar of Karban Hashem. And that's, but it doesn't help for your karis because the karis is for the Avera. Mitzvahs in general. There's a mitzvah, there's a tzura. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah on a different date if you miss a mitzvah. Mitzvah is a mitzvah. It's over. So that's it. You do mevatel mezid, period. Mitzvah's gone. Now, could I be lefnei Hashem? Could I have a Pesach? The Torah says yes. God is mechadesh. There's such a thing as Pesach Sheni, whose identity is a carbon of Tashlon, which you could get the kiyum later. But in terms of the mitzvah, you're mevatel the mitzvah mezid, and there's no way to fix that. That's Rav Nassim's position. So that's Rav Nassim. So now we have Rav Chanan and Akavya. So what he holds, I think we have, we've set up a basic approach for him based upon what we're saying here, but we have to, you'll see there's a particular problem which isn't so simple. Rav Chananya ben Akavya. I think he has his name right, right?
Yeah.
So he holds it's takanta l'rishon. Okay, that sheni is takanta l'rishon, which Rashi says means it's a tashlumen and it's a takanta. Which means not only is it tashlumen, but it also is a fix. It fixes the mazid on Rishon, and it allows you to remove your karis. Okay, it allows you to remove to your karis. So we have to define exactly what that means. How does that work? And there's one fact which makes it a little interesting, which is that, so if, let's take the simple case. So if you're mazid on Rishon, and then you bring Pesach Sheni, so then it fixes it, right? Because now you brought it. That's what he holds. It removes the karis, no karis. But not only that, if you're mazed on Rishon and you're shogeg on Shani, it also fixes it. And now you don't get cars. Even though you don't bring it on Shani. But if you're shogeg on Shani, then it also fixes it. It like makes you shogeg. It's like you were mazed, now you're shogeg. And it fixes it. So like, because you normally think of it fixes it as it's, now here's your chance, you can fix it. So if you bring it, you fix it. If you don't bring it, then you're still the original guy. But he like fixes it, even in the shogeg, he fixes it. Right? So the question is to define his position in a way which will, you know, explain how the takanta works, and will also, you know, explain that particular fact. Which isn't a problem, so it's kind of interesting.
But if you're shogeg by Shani, it makes the whole thing shogeg?
Yes, it fixes your car. So if you're mazed on Rishon, now you're shogeg on Shani. So now it fixes it, and it makes you into like a shogeg, and then, I don't know if he uses those words, but that's, I think that's a clear implication. Why, how does it fix it? So he uses it, he says that. It makes a shogeg. Oh, no, he says, the way he says it, it's interesting the way he says it. He says that the takanta, this is in, it's on Sadi Yom Al Rashi, Afal Arishon. It's like six lines, sixth to last skinny line. It says, Imhezid Eino Chayiv Kares Ad Sheyazid Af B'Sheni. So you're not Chayiv Kares unless you're mazid on both. That if you did the sheni, or even if you were shogeg on the sheni, potter legamri, you're totally potter. The sheni tashlumen the rishon v'takanta the rishon. It's both, fixes it also. Umezid shelo hu gamro shel kares the rishon. That's an interesting lashon. He says the mezid of sheni is the completer, the completion of the kares on the rishon. Hilkach beiz man shogeg potter. If we're shogeg on either of them, we'll pata you. Either one shogeg, we'll be pata. Because the mazid on the sheni is like the completer of the karis of the rishon.
So for karis?
Yeah, so for mazid, for karis, you need mazid on both. It's interesting, because it's like, it's a description which doesn't sound to be in line with the idea. At least it depends. There's two different descriptions. Like, takanta doesn't sound like that, essentially. It doesn't sound, like, you could say, oh, the karis is for doing them both amazing. But it doesn't sound, it sounds like the karis is for Rishon, but the sheni is a fixer. And therefore, if you're doing it some any which way, it's not going to be fixed, it will fix it. Even if you're shogeg. It's a good question, you have to figure out how to formulate it. It's just a little different, rather, the implication in Rashi is a little different than the implication of the Gemara. In Rashi, you'll see, but Rashi, the Gemara just says Rav Nachman Kavi holds his takanta. He doesn't say tashlumen. Rashi says it's both. When he's saying takanta, he's not arguing on tashlumen. He's just adding in another thing. That's what Rashi adds in. We'll see when we get to the Rambam. You don't have to say that. Rambam doesn't seem to learn that way. Rav Amram Rambam says Rambam doesn't learn that way. He's learning takanta as opposed to tashlumen. But for now, that's Rashi's done. So we're in Rashi. So I'm thinking of it like this. Maybe you guys will help me out a little bit. But, like, as a mashal, it's like two strikes and you're out. Which means, like, the Torah is giving you, like, if you miss it the first time, it's like certain averos, that's it. You violate it, it's all over. But the Torah is giving you, like, a second chance. It's like built into the mitzvah of Pesach, it's an important mitzvah. And if you're amazed, then you're in Karis. But it's like built into it, it's like a mitzvah which has two chances. And you could fix your problems on Shani. It's like Rishon is when you have to do it, but it's like the Avera, it's like built into it is that there's a second chance, and if even if you're the worst of Aryan, you have a second, you have a chance on Shani to fix your status vis-a-vis Pesach, vis-a-vis Karm Pesach. Okay? It's like you have a chance at a makeup. The Torah has a built-in the Avera, in the mitzvah of Karm Pesach. Whereas previously, Rav Nassim was saying the mitzvah is on Rishon period. And Shani is the Tashlum vis-a-vis the Din Karban. What Rav Nassim, Rav Hanani Makavi is saying is that no, Shani functions vis-a-vis mitzvah as well as vis-a-vis the Karban. It's Tashlumim and it's Takanta. Which means when the Torah is setting out the Tashlumim, it's not just limiting it to the framework of the Karban, but it extends to the full range of Karban Pesach. Means the mitzvah and the tithe and the tashlum and the karban, which means that the mitzvah is a mitzvah, which unlike other mitzvahs, could be because of the tashlum and because of the karban, but the mitzvah is a mitzvah in which you have two chances. And if you're to be amazed on it, you have to really totally mess up. You have to mess up on both. If you mess up on the Rishon, be amazed, and then let's say, the easier case, and you bring it on Cheney, so you made it up. You didn't quite totally mess up. You didn't mess your second chance. It was only one strike, but the Torah set up a takanta. It means you have the opportunity to rectify your relationship to the mitzvahs, your status vis-a-vis mitzvahs kapasach sheni, and your micro pasach sheni. And similarly, if you're amazed on Rishon, but then on sheni you're really trying to do it, and oops, there's a mistake in shogeg, you end up not getting it. So now, what's your status vis-a-vis mitzvahs karban pesach? Your shogeg means you had your second chance, and your second chance you've improved from mezid to shogeg. You've improved. Now you still need not a makriv, but now in my second chance I bettered myself. I had two chances, and I was mezid on rishon, but there's a setup of takanta. So that's also a type of a takana. It's not the ultimate takana, but at least I've gotten better. Hopefully the third time I'd maybe actually be able to bring it, but there is no third time. But either way, if you have to say, what's my status? I've repaired it. I fixed it from being a mezid of vis-a-vis of any mark of mezid to being any mark of shogeg. So it's like the Torah is set up that just like it's a tashlum, it means it's a second chance vis-a-vis the kiyum karbon, and you could get your kiyum karbon and mark of karbon Hashem, the tashlum, and the second one. The mitzvah is also, it's different than ordinary mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah with two chances. With the second chance built into it. And therefore, you don't really get kares when you violate the first one because of the fact that it's a mitzvah with a built-in takana. So since the takana hasn't yet come about, and you haven't yet decided whether you're going to, you know, or revealed whether you're going to make the takana or not, so your kares is like pending. It's like a pending kares. It's a waiting to see if you're going to continue in your mezid, and your second chance you're also going to be mezid, so then you're going to be chayv kares. But if, for instance, in the first one you're a shogeg, so then you're not amazed on the thing. So then it's like your second chance. I mean, your second chance is akrava. You're not going to be. It's still the same thing. Is there's no courage for the sheni because the primary is the rishon. It's just the sheni functions as a second chance. So it doesn't make you worse. The sheni, it's built in as a makeup chance, a second chance to be able to improve yourself. So if on rishon you're a shogeg, then you're definitely a shogeg. You're not going to be courage. But if on Rishon you were amazed, then you are still, it's built in. It's a mitzvah with a built-in second chance. It's strange. It's not, see, it could be that everyone agrees that the mitzvah in general doesn't have this. But it's like, it could be the machlokes is that the institution of Pesach Sheni is because of the Din Karban. That's what they said. Is the Lamani Gara Levilti Hekir of Karban Hashem Moada. They wanted the Kiyum Karban for the Shogim, for those guys who missed it, the Tamid Rechok, and they wanted it. And the Torah created a din of tashlumen, vis-a-vis a repair, vis-a-vis that kiyam. But when doing so, did it limit it to the local, to the din kiyam karban, but vis-a-vis mitzvah, it follows normal pattern of mitzvah, which is just the one chance, there's no such thing as a second chance mitzvah. Or do you say that once it's creating a tashlumen, and it's building, you know, vis-a-vis the kiyam karban, is creating a din, a second chance, the Torah did is it built that into the mitzvah. You know, the mitzvah, vis-a-vis the mitzvah also, there's a double, it's like a two-chance mitzvah. You know? What? But Reb Nosson holds that, no, that the mitzvah follows the pattern of all mitzvahs, which is that it's one mitzvah, Pesach Rishon. And you get kares for being a vayan on that, amazing on that. Now, vis-a-vis the karban, the lamani gara, the Torah posited that there's a chance to be mashlam nizin karban. But it doesn't make its way, in effect, change the way mitzvahs are formulated. It's a separate chiddush. It's like in the chabal chiddusha.
It's a one shot, so what's, why do you get anything? Why do you get that?
The karis?
No, the can.
Oh, so the thing is, there's vis-a-vis mitzvah, it isn't. Vis-a-vis mitzvah, the mitzvah is a mitzvah. You missed your mitzvah, you're amazed at vis-a-vis the mitzvah. But the Torah is positing, because the in Karban, the taina of Lamani Gar Vilt Yikr of Karban Hashem Mordo, which the Torah set up, and a chance, the definition of Pesach Sheni is the Tashlum of the Rishon.
So the Machlokas, he holds that it's a two chance mitzvah, and he just says it's a one chance?
The Machlokas is based upon, they're all agreeing. Mitzvahs always are one chance. The general klal of Kol Torah Kol Mitzvahs are one chance. Now, what the Torah is doing is that vis-a-vis Karban, the Torah is positing, there's a second dimension to Pesach, which is Din Karban. And vis-a-vis Karban, the Torah is positing that there's a, because of the significance of the read the Kiyum of Nei Hashem of Karban Pesach, the Torah is positing a Tashlumin opportunity. That you have a chance to get the Kiyum of Pesach Sheni. And in doing so, the question is, is it like Ein Lecha B'Lecha Kiddusha, that since it's essentially grounded in Karban, therefore, vis-a-vis Karban, you get a Tashlumin, but vis-a-vis Mitzvah, it follows the normal pattern of Mitzvahs? Or do you say that since Pesach Sheni is a package deal, and it contains in it the Mitzvah and the Karban, so when the Torah gives you a chance at Tashlumin, it brings with it the full package of Pesach Sheni, it doesn't bifurcate the Karban Pesach. It's like there's a struggle. On the one hand, there's a unity of Pesach, and Rabbi Chaim HaKavi is simpler because he keeps the mitzvah and the Kiyum Karban together. On the other hand, the Nasan has an advantage because why mess up with the normal pattern of mitzvah because the Chiddush of Karban. So he says limit the Chiddush to the framework of the Karban, and the Pesach mitzvah just follows the normal pattern. Just a question. Like, you have to decide which way to go there. There's like pros and cons of both ways. The idea of like two strikes and you're out. The formula of the second chance is you're chayev to do Rishon. But the Torah is building in that if you don't and you mess up, where there's a rectification, there's a takana, there's an ability for a takana. Certain times, like, it's a mess up. You're messing up and you're amazing. It's a sin. It's bad. But it's like there's a built in second chance. Doesn't mean that you could just decide. The idea of a second chance doesn't mean l'chachila you could just say I'm just going to do the second chance. It's a way to correct a mistake. It's true. I mean, you do have. It's a mitzvah to say. In general, you don't. I mean, I'm not sure if this is relevant or not, but it may help a little bit. Is that in general for not doing a mitzvah to say you don't get an onash, right? For doing a lois asay, You rebelled, you violated, you did a negative. You know, normally for not doing an asay, there's no onesh. You just were passive, so to speak. The exceptions are Pesach and Mila. Pesach and Mila. But Mila, your kares, is your whole life. As long as you get Mila, by some point, you remove the kares. But in Pesach, it really is, that's it. You did miss the Pesach passively, you know. Amazing, but passively, then you get the kares. So it kind of helps that you have two chances. Like, you kind of understand the idea of two chances. In general, you know, it's like your karis is if you messed up twice, you know, on both of them. It's like a gamro. It's like the Torah didn't get you karis, so it wasn't quick to give karis in mitzvah asay. It is an exception to have a karis in mitzvah asay. So I don't know if this is the reason why it did it, but it turns out that it's not so easy to get the karis in it. You know, in general, you know, if you miss an asay, there's no onash. In this one, it's still not easy. I don't think that's as far, but I say it does help the sense to it. I think it's two chiyuvim. It's one chiyuv, but if you missed it on the first time, you have a chance to fix, to correct your relationship to the mitzvah, your status vis-a-vis the mitzvah the second time. The chiyuv, it's not a new chiyuv, and that's why if you're a ger, then you're not involved in the chiyuv on Rishon. So that's it. It's one chiyuv of bringing the Pesach. But now that's it. You're amazing vis-a-vis that chiyuv. So is that it? It's over? No. There is a second chance to just like the second chance to bring the karban. In bringing the karban in the tashlumen, you also could rectify. Since the Torah set up a tashlumen and a Pesach Sheni, it leaves open the door to rectify your relationship, the gavra's real status vis-a-vis the mitzvah.
If you miss Rishon Mishogeg, are you chayev?
Chayv Kares or Chayv to bring Sheni? Yes.
So you're Chayv.
Yes. Yeah, you're chayiv to. You're chayiv to bring a sheni. Same chayiv. Yeah, same chayiv. The chayiv, that's what part of the sheni is. The chayiv is still open. Yeah, you're still chayiv to do. Yes, you're also chayiv to bring. Because the chayiv on Rishon, it's like sheni is there to basically, for someone who didn't, who is not Yotzei Rishon, the chayiv still is there, still present, so and sheni still exists.
You're amazed and you're still bringing a car, you're still chayiv.
According to Rav Nassim.
To fulfill that chayiv.
According to Rav Nassim, you mean? Yes, because of the din karban. Because din karban. What we're learning is that in terms of the mitzvahs, I say the thing not, but in terms of the din karban of the makir of karban Hashem, you still chayiv to do it. That's what Shane was set up. You chayiv in the kim karban. Yeah, it's a good question you're asking. So Elias is asking you a question. What's the, according to Rav Nassim, what's the deal with Shani? Because you're saying it's the mitzvah of Rishon, that's it. And your car race, your
Matzah
Rishon
Mezid.
So what does Shani do? What does it really do for you? And are you chayiv to do it? Like the mitzvah is Rishon, that's it. So you got to get car race for Rishon. So what, why would a guy do it? And are you chayiv to do it? Is it a Roshos? Is it, what's exactly the status? Why, what's the motivation for a person doing it? What, how does it function? So I think the answer to that is that, I'm not sure, but there's two ways that I could go. But I'd say it comes down to the original thing, is that these guys are Tamei, they're Chaga. Right, that's in the story in the Torah. And they complained to Moshe. They said, why should we miss out on this opportunity? You know? So, it's a funny question. Because what do you mean? They're anonymous, or they're shogi, whatever. It's not their fault. In fact, it says, they're tamei meis mitzvah. The case is, I mean, this is one way to learn the case, is that they had a bari meis mitzvah, and 7 days before Pesach, and that's it. They just couldn't do it. So what's their beef? What are they doing? I mean, look, they're anonymous. You'll get it next year. Don't worry about it. You know, it's not their problem. Who cares? They're not. There's nothing, no sin on their record. The fact that they're anonymous, right? But I think the answer lies in, and maybe there's more to say about this, is that Karban Pesach is this idea of the, like in Karban, there's a reality of a Ratzon, the Ratzon of a Karban, of a state Lefnei Hashem of breaking Karban Pesach, and it's the Karban Hashem. Pesach is like a defining feature of Klal Yisrael, and it's a very significant karbon, and it creates a certain the experience of Pesach on an experiential level, and then there's a reality of a kiyum of karbon Pesach, or the Fnei Hashem, which is not that they get a check on their mitzvah card.
Is that an experience?
It's a kiyum of Fnei Hashem. It's a rite l'ratzon l'am of Fnei Hashem. Like in any karbon, there's a real, I mean, halachically, that's all defined as, but it's a kiyum of ratzon l'fnei Hashem. I'd say there's a philosophical sense to it, is that the person finds favor before God. It's a certain state of existence that it brings a person, which is halachically recognized. It's not a mitzvah saseh, but it's like a person in his davar, a tefillah. He's only l'fnei Hashem, even if it's not a mitzvah. Like, why would a person ever do it in davar, a tefillah in davar? You're not chayiv to. But his estate of Omer Fnei Hashem, and he wants to be Omer Fnei Hashem. So there's a kiyum of being Omer Fnei Hashem, and it puts a person in a state before God. It's an experience. It's a kiyum. Halachically, it's a kiyum of Omer Fnei Hashem, and it's a kiyum of Ritzoy, of being L'Ratzon, Fnei Hashem, of Kapara, of a Karbon. So are you Yotzei a Mitzvah Saseh of Karbon Pesach in terms of Tayyig Mitzvahs? No. But a person should be moved to, should be, and perhaps there's a Machayev that there's.
It's the only person who, according to Rav Nassim, who was made Pesach Rishon, is only a guy trying to do tshuva.
Yes. Yeah, right. I would say that. I mean, obviously, I would think so, right? I mean, if you're mazed on Rishon, then why would you possibly do Shani? So it seemed to be, why not just mazed on.
Especially if it doesn't offer any.
Yes, it doesn't fix your Rishon, but you realize the same, I'd say, similar to the guys who are Derech Tamim Rechok on the first one, is they're not going to, whatever, that's it, they missed it, but they want to be a Makor Karban Hashem. So a guy misses Rishon, amazed, he gets Karis, that's it. But I don't care, anyways, I want to be a Makor Karban Hashem. And a person should want to be. And I would say, I don't know if it's the same Mechayev, like insofar as Tayrig Mitzvah's Mechayev, but it's, of course a person has to do that. You can't not do that. It's not, are you an Avrayon in Taryag? No. But it's worse. I mean, you're turning down the opportunity of bringing this Karban. So it's a different type of Machayev. I'd say it's halachically and technically it's like a Rishos. But of course the person has to do that. You must. Yeah, it's a different kind of Machayev. But you're right. In terms of Taryag, technically I'd say he's not, there's no Machayev of a Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is over. But he, just like there was no mitzvah for those guys to say, no chiyuv for those guys who were talking to their chukah to say, God, give us a second chance. There's no chiyuv to do that, that's it. But they wanted to, they were moved to, because of the significance of Karban Pesach. Yeah. The Karis Kodachamik Havis for the bittul of the chiyuv b'mezid. But the chiyuv, since there's a makeup opportunity built in, it extends to the mevatel, means he's mevatel it on the sheni also. That's part of the bittul of the thing, is to be mevatel it and its makeup chance.
You haven't been mevatel
because you've mevatel, but then you repaired it before your second to be, you know, then in the second chance, which is sort of built into the mitzvah, you repaired it. And you weren't a mevatel mezid. You were a shogig, or you brought it. So it's like, you think of it as a second chance. It'd be like the job as a thing that you do this thing and you have a second chance if you have a mess up. Two strikes and you're out. So were you mevatel? No, you fixed it before the cutoff point. So it's like, since there is this second chance, the kares doesn't really emerge until you complete the thing. Amazing. It's not really the marshal of two strikes. It's not like baseball two strikes, because in two strikes or three strikes, each strike is nothing. One strike doesn't mean anything.
Right.
I mean, two strikes and you're out is like if you have a job. And basically, you mess up one time, it's like, they'll say, you know, you should get fired. But, oh, you know, we'll give you a second chance. It's like, two strikes and you're out. The first strike is really worthy of being caught, but there's like, it's like built-in mercy that you have a second chance. Yeah, it's like Rachman, that you get a second chance. So the Torah is extending in the mitzvah of the Pesach.
Due to the importance of Korban Pesach,
Yeah, perhaps due to the importance or whatever. We don't give you kares for the first time that you mess, you don't bring it. The kares comes through missing both chances.
All right. So
let's think about it a little bit.
Test.
Think about it. What I want to do next is the Rambam learns. I think I mentioned this a little bit, but according to this, it's two against one. So where we're learning, according to Rashi, two and three hold this tashlum, and in the first position held this regular announcement. So in theory, the rule is when it's Rebbe against two against Rebbe, we don't pass like Rebbe, but the Rambam does pass like Rebbe. Who's the regular Fnei Atzma. So Rambam and Rambam brings down an explanation. Ravid attacks him, and Rambam brings down an explanation. So he kind of reworks the Gemara a little bit. So what I'd like to do is look at the Kesef Mishnah brings it down. So it's the Kesef Mishnah on this Rambam, where he goes through, he explains how the Rambam learns the whole sugya. So I'd like to do that for tomorrow. Yeah, it's the Rambam, it's on this, you can't miss it. It says, hey, bays or something. You can't find it on here.